And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is a writer, man about town, cook, chef, my personal mentor.
Mental. I'm your personal mental.
Mental. That's it. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Welcome. I mean, no. You say welcome.
I say welcome and you say thank you.
That's right. No, I'm sorry. My brain is applesauce. I didn't get enough sleep.
Well, we're still speaking of the arts.
Okay.
And speaking of the arts, the 2014 annual Santa Fe Greek Festival is being held tomorrow and Sunday at the El Dorado Hotel and Spa in downtown Santa Fe on San Francisco Street from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. As always, there are delicious foods and homemade pastries, music, dancing, belly dancing, a ridiculously low entrance fee, and children under 12 are free. It's sponsored by the St. Elias Prophet Greek Orthodox Church. And if you have any questions, you can call 473-9279.
It's going to be an interesting weekend because there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot.
Not just Greek pastries, but...
But that's...
That's the main
that's
thing.
That's on the top of the list for me, really.
So I'm serious.
Well, actually, there are a few things that are competing for top dollar.
Like folk art market?
Like, well, International Folk Art Market is this weekend. It's in full squeeze. I believe that they had their sort of kickoff party yesterday, the procession of all the countries and artists and things like that. And then, of course, you know, the market runs Saturday and Sunday, and there's some special events and other things. If you go to the International Folk Art Market website, you can find out more. This is one of those times, folks, where if you plan on going to a museum or going to the Botanical Garden, you might be better off parking downtown and taking the shuttles that go to International Folk Art Market because they are not allowing parking in
right.
the parking lots up there.
Right.
Because that's where everyone is loading and unloading and yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
And there's tents everywhere. So better to just...
It's in tents.
It's in... it's going to be one of those shows, isn't it? but it's also Art Santa Fe.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a huge contemporary... It's an international contemporary art fair. But there are some local artists and some, you know, some New Mexico talent in there as well. Tickets are available through the Lensic, ticketsantafe.org, 988-1234 for tickets. And if anyone can guess how many times I say during this show from here on forward, it's kind of like counting the jelly beans in the jar.
Yeah, but are we going to know?
Well, I can go back and listen to the podcast, right?
That's true. And that would be a great use of your time.
Exactly. And count them, right? And then whoever guesses the exact number, like, before the podcast goes live, gets a jar of jelly beans. That's my promise.
At Scheinbaum Russick Gallery, there's an amazing photography show called Tres Visiones, Three Visions. Manuel Alvarez Bravo, Manuel Carrillo, and Luis González Palma. And it's through the 13th of September. The opening reception was a couple of days ago, but it's definitely worth going over there and looking at these just amazing, beautiful photographs.
There's
and that's at... Oh, heck, where are they at? They don't say where they're at. So just you have to look it up. Oh, it's 369 Montezuma. Is that true? No, it looks like they're... Who knows where they're at? You have to call them.
Phil Space over there on 2nd Street has got a great show, In the Realm of Surrealism. It's a mixed media work by Dana Newman. It's works from 1969 to the present. That show is up through August 24th. And no, I'm sorry. That show is up through August 8th, and there's a reception from 5 to 8 p.m. tonight. So that's going to be a good show. Also, what I think is very interesting is the Santa Fe Collective Pop-Up Gallery is having a group show of contemporary work over there on 101 West Marcy Street. It's an interesting space. They're doing some cool, different stuff in there. Red Dot Gallery has their annual summer art exhibit. It's a group show, and there's a reception tonight from 4:30 to 7, and that's up through August 14th. So there's a lot of exhibitions going on in the downtown area.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I have a friend who's visiting from out of town, and one of her favorite things in the whole world is to go out on Friday nights and just walk around.
I think, yeah, my aunt is visiting from Texas with a friend of hers. And they have been they did the downtown thing yesterday. And I don't know if they're going to do International Folk Art Market, but I think they're going to do the downtown thing again today.
Excellent.
So it's just too much to see.
Indeed.
And it's going to be a beautiful night, especially on Saturday. There is a gallery walkabout. And it's like, I mean, there's, it's like San Francisco Street, Guadalupe Street, Galisteo Street, Guadalupe Street, West San Francisco Street. It's a gallery walkabout. It's going to be a cool show. There's lots of exhibitions that are opening. So that's a Saturday thing to do.
Yeah. And when you said it's going to be a nice night tonight, I went to the opera the other night. It was a beautiful night at the opera. Mm-hmm. There was a breeze. The sunset was gorgeous. I saw Don Pasquale, which is hilarious.
Really?
One of the apprentices sang the lead female role. And she was brilliant.
Wow.
Her name is Shelley Jackson. And it was just, I mean, if you want to go see some hilarious theater, Don Pasquale. That's the only one I've seen so far. So I'm sure the rest of them are fine, too. But anyway.
Yeah. And we've got Carmen on deck tonight.
Is that?
I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
So opera fans, get to it.
Yep.
What is else? Oh, this is great. Iron Weave Productions has a great, it's a gala opening tonight of Good People.
Wasn't the gala, is that tonight? Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. And there's
because the opening was last, the preview opening was last night,
yeah.
And then the gala's tonight.
The gala is tonight over there at
Santa Fe
Playhouse. De Vargas, east of Vargas Street. I'm sorry. Gala celebrations at 6:30, curtains at 7:30. This show runs through July 27th. Go to the Santa Fe Playhouse website.
And I went to the dress rehearsal, and I had them on the air, and it's very, very, very good.
Awesome.
Yep.
I'm going to go. I haven't been to the theater.
Well, this is a good one to go to.
Excellent.
Wendy Chapin, director, does a wonderful job. Scott Harrison of Ironweed Productions, always doing really high-quality work.
Awesome.
July 16th, I believe that's Wednesday of next week, from 5:30 to 8:30, Pastors for Peace Caravan to Cuba is going to be at the Albuquerque Peace and Justice Center in Albuquerque at 202 Harvard Street Southeast. And you can meet New Mexico's first-year students and graduates from the Latin American School of Medicine in Havana. And Caravanista Dr. Leni Villa Gomez Reeves will lead a discussion about Cuba and the Travel Challenge, seeking an end to the blockade of Cuba and American citizens' right to travel freely, and there'll be a potluck and all sorts of good things. For more information, 575-737-1025.
Cool. Speaking of interesting talks, this one's cool. It's been blowing up all over social media lately, I've noticed. It's a community lecture presented by the Santa Fe Institute. Is time travel possible? Testing the grandfather paradox. Have you heard about this?
I'm going to be interviewing the guy. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with that.
Okay.
I'm going to be reading over the weekend.
Do you know what the grandfather paradox is?
Yes.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's what the grandfather paradox is. If you could time travel into the past and you went and found your grandfather and killed him, then you would cease to. Then you would no longer exist.
Or would you?
Right.
That's the paradox part.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So Seth Lloyd is going to be taking a gander at the grandfather paradox. This is. Did we say the time and all that stuff yet? 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, July 16th, at the lovely James A. Little Theater on Cerritos Road. One of the many fine lectures presented by the Santa Fe Institute. I'm going to try and carve room into my schedule for a midweek brain explosion. about you. But I'm also going to leave a little bit of room for some fun, and that is why tomorrow night...
That's fun.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show...
That's fun.
...in Rail Yard Park. That's the Santa Fe Rail Yard Park. Not this whole new rail yard thing that's happening in Albuquerque, but the Rail Yard Park in Santa Fe. All right? And I believe that the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival is heading this beautiful thing, and there's always a secondary live cast that shows up, and I think they recruited some folks from Albuquerque to come up, some professionals to come up and play Frankenfurter and Brad and Janet and
just lip sync in front of the
Yeah, you know, but they'll have their props, and I'm sure they'll be dressed to the nines. And you guys should bring props and dress to the nines, too.
You guys.
Everyone that shows
everyone
up.
Everyone who's listening.
Everyone
should show up. Yeah. This has been going on since I was an adolescent.
Mm-hmm. I saw the first time I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show was actually in Phoenix, but I became hooked, and then when I moved here, I just kept going and going. And
it's
going.
Just it's a phenomenon that goes on generation after generation.
Yeah, it's the festivities start around 7 o'clock in the rail yard part. I can't imagine that they would start the film at exactly 7 o'clock.
No, because it's not quite dark.
Right, and like, it looks like the weather's going to hold up. But go either way, this is fun.
Tomorrow night at Santa Fe Bandstand, Salsa Night with Terra Plena. Terra Plena is playing salsa and timba. They play son and modern timba, two Cuban styles, which are both superbly fabulous. I don't know why they're called Terra Plena, because plena is a Puerto Rican rhythm. But anyway, and the DJ will be DJ P.A. Trix, who is a really, really good salsa DJ. And also, let's see, that is at 6 o'clock, and then at 7:15, Salsa Night with Nosotros. And that is the wonderful, let's see. Anyway, they're really good. They do kind of more styles. They do flamenco, jazz, rock, salsa. And that's all at Santa Fe Bandstand, Saturday night.
Sweet.
Yep.
Hey, do you have a cat of the week?
I do have a cat of the week.
I'm gonna while you look for that, I'm going to let people in on a little something. There's an affordable vaccine shot. There's a pet shot clinic at Santa Fe Tractor Supply on Saturday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Rabies shots, the whole nine yards. Bring the dogs on leashes and cats in carriers. If your dogs need to be vaccinated or if their vaccinations are not up to date, this would be a good time to do it.
Very much so.
Because it's cheaper this way.
And don't forget to give them their heartworm.
Yes.
Especially during the damp weather, because they can get heartworm from mosquitoes.
Yes.
And I encountered a couple of mosquitoes the other night.
I did. I encountered one yesterday.
Yeah. And I dreamed about the mosquito last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It wasn't a good dream.
Yeah, that is... Was it like a gigantic? Was it like a...
I really don't want to go into it.
Okay.
But let's talk about the cat of the week. Week's featured cat is Kurz, K-U-R-Z, or Kurtz. He is a very sweet boy who will follow you around the house and sleep at your feet. He also loves to play with the dogs in his foster home, and he would be just fine with gentle, playful dogs. He's a handsome boy with medium-length black and white coat, and he's got black over one eye, and he's just about a year old. If you are interested in adopting this fine, fine kitty cat, call 505-316-2281. You can go to the website FNM, or you can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
Sweet.
That sounds like a good cat.
It does sound like a good cat. I wish that we didn't have three gigantic slobbering
cat-eating
beasts.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the cool cat of the week, and that is indie folk sensation Bonnie Prince Billy is coming to town. It's Sunday, July 13th, right? And this is a community party. It's part of the Rail Yard Plaza concert series, presented by Heath Concerts. David Ferguson is a special guest, and it's free. Bonnie Prince Billy, and it's free.
A look of incredulity creeps across his face.
Well, I mean, do you know who Bonnie Prince Billy is?
No.
Okay.
If they're not a salsa artist,
I would recommend going online and listening to some of his music. He's done some very interesting things in his career, and this is like an amazing opportunity to see him.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah,
free concerts. That's excellent. Let's talk about what's happening at Collected Works Bookstore tomorrow morning at the Farmers Market from 9 to noon. Books at the Market. Mark Nelson, author of The Wastewater Gardener, Preserving the Planet One Flush at a Time, he was one of the people who was in the Biosphere 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was inside a constructed environment that was completely sealed from the outside world for 2 years, and he is a PhD in environmental engineering and basically knows how to turn human waste into basically, you know, compost, fertilizer, and wetlands and things like that. And it's a beautiful thing that he does, and it's a wonderful book that just came out, published by Synergetic Press. On Tuesday, July 14th, at the bookstore, Jan Walcott will read from and sign copies of her new novel, Death Mark. She will be introduced by Michael McGarity. On Wednesday, July 15th, at the bookstore at 6 o'clock, Mia Khalif will discuss and sign copies of the book, The Secret Life of Babies, How Our Pre-Birth and Birth Experiences Shape Our World. And she basically has found that babies are able to remember their earliest experiences, and this consciousness goes way, way, way back into the womb. Thursday, July 17th at 6 o'clock, authors Malcolm Ebright, Rick Hendricks, and Richard Hughes will present their new book, Four Square Leagues, Pueblo Indian Land in New Mexico. It's a long-awaited book, and it's an up-to-date account of the complex history of Pueblo Indian Land in New Mexico, beginning in the late 17th century and going to the present day. And let's also remember, on Sunday, July 13th at 11 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, Journey Santa Fe presents Bastille Day. It's the occasion of the French National Day, and François-Marie Partorni will present a fast-paced illustrated overview of his great chase for the French in New Mexico since the 1500s and about his personal adventures in discovering their history. It's funny. I mean, we were talking before we went on the air about how Santa Fe is such a genuinely multicultural city. I mean, there's enough people to make a whole Greek festival. There's a Japanese community, Korean community, Nigerian community, a French community.
A Tibetan community.
Yeah, a Tibetan community. There's a book on my shelf called Germans in the Southwest.
Yes.
I mean, we have everything.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in southern New Mexico, there was a huge Hungarian population.
Yeah. I have a friend who comes from eastern Texas, and he has Czechoslovakian ancestry, and he has a vinyl record album called Tex-Czech. Texan hybrid music.
That's cool.
I know.
That's really cool. Speaking of vinyl and record albums, La Cantina at La Casa Sena, you know, the cantina.
La Cantina.
On tonight and Saturday, they have two seatings, 5:30 and 8 o'clock. They're having the Best of Motown. This is like, if you haven't been to the cantina and heard the folks there sing, I mean, it's amazing. And they're going to be doing Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Temptations, all that stuff. And so two seatings tonight, tomorrow night, 5:30 and 8 o'clock. And I also did want to mention really quick that on Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. At the Palace of the Governor's Courtyard, if you go through the Blue Gate on Lincoln Avenue, they're having the Young Natives Arts and Crafts Show and Sale. So it's youth artists, really amazing work. And that's sort of, it's a two-day event, and it's going on downtown, along with pretty much everything else except International Folk Art Market.
Excellent. I got an email from local radio producer Alan Huttner, who is telling us that Krishna Das Kirtanwala concert tour is happening in Santa Fe with Krishna Das and band on Thursday, July 10th and Friday, July 11th. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Concert is at 7 at the Greer Garson Theater on the Santa Fe University of Art and Design campus on St. Michael's Drive. You can get tickets at ticketsantafe.org or 988-1234. You can also go to krishnadas.org for more information.
Sweet. Hey, this Life Itself, this documentary about Roger Ebert, is getting rave reviews all over the country, and including Santa Fe. And it's playing at the Center for Contemporary Arts. And it's a must-see. If you're a fan of Roger Ebert or film criticism in general, this is the film to see, documentary-wise.
Excellent.
Yes. Michael Abadamarco with Pasatiempo gave it 4 out of 4 chilies, I believe. So That's a good thing.
That sounds like a very good thing.
There's some other cool movies that are happening. You said, I don't know if it's still playing, you said you went and saw...
Lock, but that was, I saw the last screening at the screen.
Darn.
It was good. And pretty much, I mean, there's a really good chance that if you just go to the CCA or the screen or the Jean Cocteau, you flip a coin and go to one of those movies. I mean, you know, it has to be sort of basically in genre that you like, but chances are it's good because they have, all our independent cinemas have very, very high quality movies.
Yeah.
And if you're not sure, go.
If you're not sure, go. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. What is this? There's a film that's out that I want to see, and I can't remember the name of it.
Well, you look, and I will tell people that the Citizens Climate Lobby usually meets on the first weekend of the month, but this weekend, because of the 4th of July, they're meeting on Saturday tomorrow from 10 to 12 at the Natural Grocers on Cerrillos Road, Natural Grocers Community Room. And climate scientist Catherine Hayhoe will be the speaker on the 11 a.m. conference call. And they really do very serious work in trying to lobby Congress of the United States to take action on climate change. So it's a nice organization.
Nice. I can't find the movie, but there's tons of great films to watch.
And the screen now has
popcorn.
They do. I ate it last night, and it was good. Usually they used to have it in plastic bags. Now they have freshly made popcorn.
Yes. The screen has popcorn now. I'm actually wearing their T-shirt right now. That's how much I love
the
place.
It's true. You are. Look at that. It's a wonderful theater. Here is an announcement for Eggman and Walrus Gallery. They've got a show called Cracking the Egg, which opens today. Recent work. Did you read this already?
Nope.
Okay. By John Barker, Joe Coventry, Ray Fisher, and Shakti Krupin, and Jeff Medine and Harvey Lloyd, 130 Palace Avenue on the second floor.
Nice. I believe that Robert Highsmith, who does some of the best watercolors, I just love his work. I believe he has a new exhibition opening at Marigold Arts. And if I could find the information, I would totally read it to you guys. But I can't really find it right now. But it's true. He does have a new exhibition at Marigold Arts.
David Solomon has a new exhibition called Shapeshifter, opening at Patina Gallery, which is at 131 West Palace Avenue. Opens today from 5 until 7:30. Runs through August 3rd. Lots of gallery openings.
Yeah, here it is. Marigold Arts, 424 Canyon Road. New watercolors by Robert Highsmith. There's a reception from 5 to 7 tonight. The show is up through August 28th.
Excellent.
He does those beautiful sort of Western, you know, landscapes and horses, and his work is very... It's basically just very, very Southwest. But in a good way, not in a Coco Pelli way.
The poor Coco Pelli.
I know.
We are KSFR, as our listeners know, and in order to stay on the air, we turn to our listeners, among other folks, for support. And we have this thing called the Summer Fun Drive, but we're trying to do what we call a Silent Fun Drive. And we are sort of probably about two-thirds of the way there in our Summer Fun Drive. So if people want to avoid our going on the air and saying, please send your dollars now, make a contribution. Go online to ksfr.org and make a pledge. We're $10,000 short of what we have budgeted to get us through the next several months. And so if everybody who's listening now goes online and pledges $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, $100, something like that, we will then not have to go on the air or have to go on the air for a very limited amount of time later this month. So ksfr.org, hit pledge now.
Good.
Yes.
And do pledge, because, I mean, where else, you know, are you going to hear Mary Charlotte?
And Rob DeWalt.
I know.
Hey, Dale Ball Trails,
yes,
which many of us have walked on and walked dogs on and enjoyed, are having a work day. There's a bunch of work days coming up. July 15th, July 22nd, and July 29th. I guess those are all Wednesdays. Or what day is this? See, I can never... They should put the... Anyway. maybe two. What day? Rob DeWalt will tell us what day of the week July 15th is in a moment.
Yeah.
But it's from 8:30 until 11:30 in the morning. And if you would like to participate in that, you can call Tim Rogers at 989-7019 or go to, let's see.
July 15th is a Tuesday. It's my
Tuesday.
My sister-in-law's birthday, so that's how I'm going to do it.
You can go also to the Santa Fe Conservation Trust website and see what's going on there.
Awesome.
Oh, can I say one more?
Of course.
There's this weekend, there is a workshop called Documentary Budgeting with Jillian Spitzmiller. The pathway to successful filmmaking is sufficient funding and a good budget. And so they'll do a half-day workshop for aspiring filmmakers. And that is at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts. And check out, I hear the music, so it's time to go, but check out their movie listings, too.
Yes.
It's time to go.
Go see Filth at Jean Cocteau also.
Okay. Rob DeWalt is with us, often speaking of the arts, and we are so delighted to have him here.
I am so delighted. You know, I am going to make a promise to myself that next time I will get some sleep before I show up.
All right. And we missed a bunch of listings, but it's time to go. 3, 2, 1. Ciao.